Chapter 14. From a prophecy of Habakkuk, son of Yeshua, of the tribe of Levi. There was a certain man, a priest, whose name was Daniel, son of Habel, a companion of the king of Babel. And there was an idol, Bel, which the Babylonians would worship. Now every day they were squandering on it 6 barrels of fine flour, and 4 sheep, and 6 measures of oil. And the king worshipped him, and every day the king went to adore it. But Daniel would only pray to the Lord. And the king said to Daniel,
"Why do you not adore Bel?"
And Daniel said to the king,
"Because I worship no one but the Lord God who made heaven and earth."
But the king said to him,
"Is this one then not a god? Do you not see how much is spent for him every day?"
And Daniel said to him,
"Not at all. Do not let anyone mislead you, for it is only of clay inside and bronze outside. Moreover, I swear to you by the Lord God of the gods that this one has never eaten anything."
And enraged, the king called the leaders of the temple and said to them,
"Produce the one who eats the things prepared for Bel. But if you cannot, you shall die. Otherwise Daniel shall die, who says they are not being eaten by him."
But Daniel said to the king,
"Let it be so. Unless I prove that Bel is not eating them, I shall die, and all those with me."
Now there were 70 priests of Bel, not including their women and children. Now he brought the king into the idol's shrine. And the food was set out in the presence of the king and Daniel. And the mixed wine was brought in and set out before Bel. And Daniel said,
"You yourself see, O king, that these things are set down. You then seal the bolts of the shrine after it is closed."
Now the word pleased the king. But after everyone departed from the inner sanctum, Daniel directed those who were with him to scatter the whole inner sanctum with ashes, though no one else except him knew. And then, as he sealed the inner sanctum, he commanded that it be sealed with the king's signet and with the signets of certain illustrious priests. And so it happened. And it happened on the next day that they went to the place. But the priests of Bel, after entering through false doors, had eaten everything laid out for Bel and had drunk the wine. And Daniel said,
"Men, priests, examine your seals, whether they remain. And you also, O king, observe carefully, lest anything be out of order to you."
And they found the seal as it was, and they broke the seal. And when they opened the doors, they saw everything which had been set out consumed, and the tables empty. And the king was thrilled and said to Daniel,
"Bel is great, and there is no deceit in him."
And Daniel laughed exceedingly and said to the king,
"Come, see the deceit of the priests."
And Daniel said,
"O king, these footprints, whose are they?"
And the king said,
"Of men and women and children."
And enraged, he went to the house where the priests were staying, and they found Bel's food and the wine. and Daniel showed the king the false doors through which the priest would enter and consume what was set out for Bel. And the king brought them out of Belion and handed them over to Daniel. And he gave the provision that was for him to Daniel. But he destroyed Bel. And there was a great dragon in that same place, and the Babylonians worshipped it. And the king said to Daniel,
"Surely, you shall not also say about this one that he is bronze. Look, he lives, and eats, and drinks. Adore it."
And Daniel said,
"O king, give me permission, and I shall slay the dragon without iron or club."
And the king agreed with him and said,
"I give permission to you."
Then Daniel took 30 minas of pitch and fat and hair and boiled them together and made a cake. And he threw it into the mouth of the dragon. And after the dragon ate, it burst asunder. And he showed it to the king, saying,
"Aren't these the things you worshipped, O king?"
And all of those from the country were very indignant and gathered together against Daniel and said,
"The king has just now become a Judean. He has destroyed Bel and killed the dragon."
And when the king saw that the crowd from the country had united against him, he called his companions and said,
"I am giving Daniel over for destruction."
Now there was a pit in which 7 lions would be fed, to which the conspirators of the king would be delivered. And every day, 2 bodies condemned to death would be provided for them. And the crowd threw Daniel into the pit so that he might be devoured and not even have the good fortune of a burial. And Daniel was in the pit 6 days. And it happened on the 6th day that Habakkuk was having broken bread in a bowl of boiled soup and a jar of mixed wine, and was on his way to the reapers in the field. And a messenger of the Lord spoke to Habakkuk, saying,
"This is what the Lord God says to you. Carry the breakfast which you have to Daniel, the one called Belteshazzar, into the den of the lions in Babel."
And Habakkuk said,
"Lord God, I have never seen Babel, and I do not know where the den is."
And the messenger of the Lord seized him by the hair of his head and set him down above the pit which was in Babel. And Habakkuk said to Daniel,
"Rise, eat the food that God has sent you."
And Daniel said,
"For the Lord God has remembered me."
And Daniel ate. But on that same day, the messenger of the Lord returned Habakkuk to where he had taken him from. Now after these things, the king came out to mourn for Daniel. And when he stooped down into the pit, he saw him seated. And when he had shouted out, the king said,
"The Lord God is great, and there is no other besides him.
And the king brought Daniel out from the pit. But those responsible for his ruin, he threw into the pit before Daniel, and they were devoured.